What about the word laundry? Would you ever use that?
Not then. We do now.
You would say you're doing your...
The laundry, mm-hmm.
But that's a more recent word you use.
Yes.
All right, this the area that people have in front of their houses, you know, where they might have a swing on one end and chairs, you just call that the
front porch.
Sure. Ever heard any other word for it?
The piazza, veranda.
The old word was
piazza. Piazza.
Right. In this part of the country, do people ever use the word gallery? Is that porch, you know, or?
Mm-mm.
What about a porch that extends around on the sides? Have you seen that?
I have. My sister has a house like that in Waycross.
Is there any special word for it, or did she just call it the porch?
Just the porch.
Well, that porch is fine for you.
Yeah.
Ever heard wraparound porch?
Yeah.
I believe that's what it is, really. But I've never heard it called that.
Called what?
Wraparound.
That's what you
say. Yeah.
Well, talking about the porch, you know, you say you have to climb up the what to get through the yard?
Doorsteps.
Now, inside, you go to the second floor, you go to the...
Stairs.
The stairs inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this expression, say if I walked into your living room and left your door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you tell me to do?
I'd tell you to please close the door.
Okay. Anything besides that?
Shut the door.
Emphatic.
If you don't do it right quick, shut the door.
Is, like she said, shut more emphatic than close, or is there a difference in politeness?
Well, I think so, yes. Close the door is more polite.
You gentlemen,
they better move.
The door and you slam it shut.
Yeah, slam it shut.
Say, on a frame house, you know, the horizontal boards that kind of overlap each other like that, do you have a name for that?
What is that?
Clapboard.
Weatherboard.
Weatherboarding. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to see how you would use the word drive. For example, I'd say, I got in my car and I did what to town?
Drove to town.
Okay, if I've done it several times, I'd say I've a lot today.
I have driven a lot today.
I sure do like to.
Drive.
Okay. Getting back to the house now, the top part of the house that covers the entire top, you would just call that the...
The roof?
Sure. What about things on the edge of the roof that are designed to carry off rainwater?
Gutters.
Okay. Now say if you have a house that has different slopes to the roof, you know, a place where two different slopes would meet, something like this. You have a name for
that?
That's
a valley.
A valley. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would people around here ever call that a gutter too?
I would think so.
That's the usual term.
Mm-hmm.
What about maybe if you're out on a farm or even in town, a little building that you would have back of the house where you might keep tools or stove wood, something like that.
Utility house. Mm-hmm.
Any other words
for
it?
You just call my house.
Even though there wasn't a toilet in it?
Right, even though it was not used for
plants. We call it a shed.
Tool shed. Room
shed.
What about that word that you used? You
shed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about on farms in this part of the country, when you think of a farm, what sort of buildings do you think about being on a farm?
Well, tool sheds and tractors, tobacco barns, and
pack houses,
hack houses,
dwelling house, tenant house.
Yeah.
We have what we call a syrup kill.
Smokehouse.
That's right.
Yeah, that was another
thing. And the crib.
Corn crib.
Yeah, corn crib.
Yeah.
People around here ever use the word granary or granary for places?
They do now. Not right around here. They use those silos.
Which one of those pronunciations would you use for that word? I said granary or granary.
Granary, I think.
Granary. Okay. And the big building, general purpose building, that would just be a